Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
The word serve does not appear very often in the New Testament, but it does in the Old Testament. I shall give you two examples from Deuteronomy and one from Joshua. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve Him, and shall swear by His name. Deuteronomy 6:13. And now, Israel, what does the Lord require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to love Him, and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul? Deuteronomy 10:12. Joshua charged the Israelites, "Now therefore fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods that your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your fathers served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Joshua 24:14-15. The New Testament uses four words that can be translated serve, although the King James Version does not always use the word serve. The Greek douleo means to serve as a slave. The term is not demeaning of a Christian service, but does indicate how dedicated we ought to be in serving God and our fellow men. Paul used the word when he addressed the elders of the Lord's church at Ephesus. He told those elders, "You know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews." Acts 20:18-19. Paul used the same Greek word when he wrote of serving one another. "For, brethren, you have been called to liberty. Only use not your liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love to serve one another." Galatians 5:13. The word latruo basically means to work for hire. The New Testament uses the word of worshiping and of serving. Our Lord uses the word in His reaction to Satan's temptations. He said, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and Him only shall you serve." Luke 4:8. The book of Hebrews employs the same word of our service in the kingdom of God. "Wherefore we, receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire." Hebrews 12:28-29. We derive our word deacon from the Greek diakonos. The verb form of that word, diakoneo, is usually rendered minister in the King James Version, but it is also translated serve. The following is one of the best-known uses of the word: "For the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give His life a ransom for many." Matthew 20:28. The author of Hebrews encouraged his brothers and sisters by telling them, "But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though thus we speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered unto the saints, and do minister." Hebrews 6:9-10. The Hebrew Christians had not only ministered to the saints in the past, they were then ministering to the saints. Serving God and our fellow men is an absolute requirement of the gospel. There are many ways we can serve God by serving our fellow men. In His famous Olivet Discourse, our Lord outlined some of those ways: feeding the hungry, giving drink to the thirsty, taking in strangers, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and those in prison. And He used the word minister or serve in this context. Thank you, and may God bless you.